We cannot live only for ourselves. A thousand fibers connect us. Herman Melville. You're listening to The Dalai Mama with your host, Alexis Scarborough. I'm going to read to you a letter here. Dear me, you weren't shown skills of success because successful parents didn't raise you. Survivors did. You weren't handed secrets and plans to get ahead in this world because survivors are only interested in survival. You're the child of survivors. You're among those ranks. It's time to step off like the others and fly on our own. We get to create our world. Survival isn't number one. Wellness and discovery is. Love, Alexis. Hi, friends. I hope you're feeling safe and social today. I've got some great news. I am interviewing Justin Sinceri from the Stuck Not Broken podcast, and I'm super excited to share this knowledge with you guys. He is an expert and super enthusiastic about this polyvagal theory, which I feel has been proven time and time again. It does not need to be a theory any longer. He knows about the polyvagal ladder and the break. And if I can help you guys understand it by sharing his awesome wisdom and turn you on to his podcast so that you can change your entire outlook on life, I am going to do it. So, stay tuned. It'll be here, I hope, in December. If not, if it's too hard for me, which I don't think it will be, we'll have it out there in January. But stay tuned, friends. In the meantime, try to bring yourself back up to safe and social. Think about those happy thoughts. Bring yourself to a good state. You know, go to your vacation place. Whatever it is that helps you, quote unquote, disassociate from the pressure and the trouble that you're facing to help you calm and relax and get back into safe and social so that you can come back full strength and tackle what you need to tackle. That's what I'm hoping to share with you in our next podcast. Stay tuned. It's me, Alexis. From the Dalai Mama. You're listening and you know it, so why do I tell you every time? Oh, so maybe you'll tell your friends and your friends will tell their friends, and I don't know. We can spread all this good juicy information out there, and more moms and kids and dads and adult kids will start to heal. A lot of us are hurting. We're raised by survivors, like I just told you, you know, in my little letter to myself. And in being raised by survivors, our parents did what they thought was best. They followed their parents and did the same things. But people like me see the hurt that it caused, and we don't want to continue doing those things to our children. So we changed it. In recognizing how you're treating your family, how you're treating your kids, how you speak to each other, how you react, how you respond, in being more aware of how you act to the ones that you love, to the ones that you feel safe around, to the ones that are in your home and see the good, the bad, and the ugly of you, we are in a position to observe. And if you, like me, were a child who experienced a lot of neglect in cases, you know, my mother was very sad and depressed. I don't think she did it intentionally. But being disconnected from your child will start to write a program. And that program will be about them. And they will believe it. So we parents have to watch what we say. We have to not repeat the things we've heard others say. Like, oh, it was the same for me. Get over it, you know, or deal with it. Or you're just feeling sorry for yourself, or just complete disregard. Go to your room or get out of here. Don't talk to me. These things are invalidating and they cause suffering in our children. I'm guilty of it. I'm not saying I'm not. The only way that I know about it is because I recognized it in my own behaviors. I hear my mother come out of my mouth at times, and I have to go back and repair the damage that I caused. In being an empathetic person, I can imagine what it's like to be my child enduring the bullshit I'm pouring out on them. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten good enough to recognize it while I'm doing it, but I am catching it sooner and sooner and sooner as I keep working out my mental system, as I keep flexing it and getting it buff. Each time I practice and practice and practice, each time I go back and say, this is how I should have done it, I'm sorry for the way that I did it. I am rewriting and helping my children. They're seeing a human being in their mother. She's not perfect, and they know that. I'm not bragging here. This has been a hard, hard, hard road to get to the place where I'm at. And in months from now, I'll be looking back going, oh my God, I used to think I knew so much. Do you know how many times that's happened to me? And how many times has it happened to you? You know, if you're here, you're obviously dedicated to the idea of being a good parent, and you want to make sure that you are not sending this generational curse out to your family. I want to think about something with you. When you think about a den with pups and the wolf mom and the wolf pup. Dad goes out and gets food. Mom goes out and gets food. The pups stay home. Whoever's watching them, whatever. Both mom and dad are going back and forth, bringing stuff in and out, supporting the family, being there for the family. And when the pups are old enough and strong enough, they'll go out on their own and do the very same thing. As humans, though, we do the same thing, but it's spread out over a course of, it could be up to 20 years. Some people like to shrink it down to about 6 years, unfortunately. Some even 4 years. I've heard mothers say that their four-year-old can't wait till she can go to school. Can't wait till the school year starts up this year. She's going into preschool. I can't wait to get her out of the house. I can't wait till that boy gets out of this house. I can't wait till someone else can deal with him. A lot of us have been sloughing off our responsibilities, ignoring how we've programmed our own children with bad behaviors. We blame it on others. We don't want to carry that shame. It's too heavy. We've already got enough on our plate, right? Wrong. It is us. We are programming our children. Our parents programmed us. We are like little computers. We log everything. And as a child, just being neglected and not on purpose, a child will go in and see that no one else is at fault. It must be me. It must be me. It cannot be anyone else. And each situation that proves that it must be me just concretes and cements that belief even deeper and stronger. Each time we abuse our child with foul language or maybe even a slap, these are internalized by our children. Our children see, I am bad, shameful, terrible me. They don't grow in that kind of mindset. Their bodies will, because those are natural, but the mind, the psyche, the ego, the self, it's being programmed from before birth. There's so much observation going on and logging going on in a baby's mind. They sleep constantly, you guys. Not constantly for some of us, but they're logging and they're watching. And all those tiny fibers that we're each connected by in our little family units, our roots are deep down in the ground. Well, they're making messages back and forth, and they're coming to conclusions. A plus B equals C, therefore ABC equals me. It's a program. Think about it. Think about a program in a computer. You command move right when blank happens and red ball of flame explodes in front of said character, you know? You program your children. I do too. Unfortunately, our ancestors have not known this or have forgotten this. And they, unfortunately, like to slough off our failures and our mistakes as things that they're ashamed of. They can't see it as ways for us to have grown, things that we have come to understand. Instead, the judgment falls, the shame drops. And that could be because the church has had such an influence over humanity, and the church really pushes on that shame button and fear. It could be other factors too, but nevertheless, it's damaging. If we're teaching children that they are shameful, shame means I'm a bad person. Guilt means I did a bad thing. That's totally different. Shame, I'm a bad person. A plus B equals C, therefore ABC is me. You know, I'm bad. And kids they're not educated to know otherwise. They're not shown a different program unless we, the parents or the guardians, are willing to do the work. And the only way to do the work is to go back in your own childhood, because the childhood traumas that we have not worked out will be brought up into our adult relationships over and over until we get it. I kind of sound like I'm lecturing you, and I don't want that. I just want all of us parents, all of the children that are out there, to be able to be themselves around their parents, to feel safe, to be able to just belt out and sing without being scrutinized or laughed at. To come out in their self-created costume, makeup, hair, all of it, and applauded rather than ashamed. We all need to embrace each other. If you think about that den with those little cubs and their wolf pop and wolf mom, they're not in there eating each other. But we Americans, and I can only speak for Americans because I live in America, we're eating ourselves. We're not banding together. There is no unit. It's all based on propaganda and politics, some nationalism, religion, and tribal mindsets that are like, I'm better than you, my family's better than yours, my world is better than yours, my land is better than yours. When really, this is all the same freaking earth, same land, you know, it's just in a different place, still got grass on it. Yeah, there's different bodies down there. And boy, when you think about that, if the earth is just made up of all of our dead bodies over this course of millions of years, holy crap, think about all that. That's pretty amazing. Did you know that when you put your hands in soil, the microbes in the soil activate parts of our brain that stimulate and release hormones like cortisol, and I think that's the love hormone. Our ancestors love us, and they hug us from the graves. The earth is our mother, and it is our grave in the end. But then we become rich soil for the next generations. And why would we chop off the next generation's legs? We need to be building these people up. We need to be giving them all of the power and the strength inside of their hearts to face this future and create a really great one. Because right now, why are there wars? During a pandemic, why is there fighting and strife? Why aren't all people just banding together to get through this? Why are there any conflicting parties? Why are there people usurping others? Why do people see a pandemic as an opportunity to rob others and harm others? These are things I can't answer other than they are hurting people. They were not loved, and they want what others have. And they want others to suffer like they did. Because misery loves company. That's my blabbing for today. I do think that we can really change the world. One child at a time. I think I heard an African proverb that said something like, a child who is not cared for by the community will grow up to burn it down. Let that be a warning to us. I'm Alexis. This is the Dolly Mama podcast, and I'm really happy that you are here with me today. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving week, holiday, whatever you call this. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I think it's a farce. I think that the Native Americans of all around have been beyond patient with us. I think it's their turn to decide what holiday that becomes. Have a great day and try to stay safe and social. Thanks for listening. Please like and subscribe and share with your friends and follow me over on YouTube as Alexis Scarborough. You can also support me on Patreon at Alexis Scarborough, A-L-E-X-I-S, and then S-C-A-R-B-R-O. You can follow me on Facebook at Your Dolly Mama. And my website is the-dolly, D-A-L-A-I, hyphen, mama, M-O-M-M-A.com. I am so thankful to all of you who have been supporting us, and I look forward to giving you all of the content that you crave and enjoy. Be well.